Hey, what is up, my dudes? You can find us every Monday and Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For the full experience, remember to check us out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. And as always, don't be rude, share the dudes.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
What is up, my dudes? Today's episode, we are going to recap all the free agency signings, go over the best of the rest, some divas, and more NFL news. Before we get into all that stuff, though, let's huddle up with my dudes. I'm joined by Phil, Jordan, and Seth should be hopping on shortly. Seth, Phil, you got some
call
big...
me that again. Please,
I'm not going to hand this off to Phil. Jordan, you know, before we get into this, you know, a lot of people heard you have a new roommate. You know, can we break that down? Like what's going on here, Jordan? Like, you know, you haven't, like, your Instagram official, new roommate. So we just wanted to congratulate you on that.
What, I got a dog?
Jordan got a dog. Phil, don't you think that's
good for you? Good for you, Bubby. Yeah.
Bubby?
Got a dog.
Nice. Do we have a name yet? Do we have a name yet? Are you going to name it Speedo after the Jaguars mascot thing he wears? Or what are you thinking of naming this dog?
No. Lawrence? Name is Mamba.
Oh, my.
No.
Clip that.
No.
Clip that.
Name.
Clip
that. It's clipped.
Cannot. Jordan.
Mamba Metha. Mamba Metha.
M squared. We'll call it M squared because there's absolutely no way I'm calling it Mamba.
So Jordan, Jordan, are you going to like start it? Are you going to start like an Instagram page for this dog or what are you thinking? You aren't going to do that?
No.
Zero chance. Seth is here. We'll catch Seth up to speed. Seth, Jordan has a dog. His name is Mamba. Can you rate that name?
All right. Dumb name.
All right.
I don't know.
So you named it after Kobe Bryant. What else do you got here?
Seth? I mean, not necessarily after Kobe Bryant, but yeah, sure.
Seth, you know, you just got back from Portland. You gave a best man speech. How did that go? You know, I'm guessing that's why you're on here. You're probably being lectured by your mom because you were too mean to your brother, because your brother lit you up on his best man speech to you. So did you let him have it at least?
No, I was actually pretty nice. But no, it was a good speech. I mean, I was nice, but I was also a little mean, so... Yeah, it was good. But I was definitely not as mean as he was to me. That guy made lies about me.
Why did you not ask us for help in that speech? There's no way we would have been worse.
I don't know. I wrote it the night before, so that's probably why.
You should have asked for a couple one-liners. Phil, do you agree with me? Don't you think Seth should have asked us for some tips on this thing?
Well, the thing is, I don't really know his brother that well, so it might have been tough for me to like chip in. And his brother will be my neighbor, though. But it would be tough for me to like write anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have some pretty good comedic relief when it comes to like just writing in general. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if they could throw me on like a Hollywood sitcom, and I might be able to hold my own. But like, I have to know the person or know the situation. You know what I'm saying? No, and I don't know his brother that well.
I don't have to.
Okay.
I don't have to. Like, I'm that good. I have notes on my phone just for wedding speeches. And for whatever reason, people don't want me involved in that. But I got some great opening lines, Seth, that could have really helped you out.
Let's hear one.
Yeah, I guess I could have added on some stuff late, you know. Like, he almost put his hands upside down the wrong way, you know. Like, he almost put his hands like that, you know. I could have added that in.
That would have. That
someone is, on this spot is guilty of that. But
is that that's Trent? Absolutely, Trent. You did that?
No, I said I do too soon for the charges. I said I do before I was supposed to.
Yeah,
that was bad. No, here's an opening line. For those of you who don't know me, consider yourself lucky. That would have been a great line for you, Seth. Like, perfect, right there. Boom. I hear toast, and they don't go online, and I make notes. Here's another one. I was more annoyed than happy to give this speech. You know, that like Seth, that would have been good. You know, like there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
I just gave you two gems right there.
I could have used. Yeah, for sure.
Seth, you take my wisdom for granted, and you know, it kind of hurts.
Well, I guess I didn't. Yeah, I don't know. Trent, have you given a best man speech?
No, for some reason, no one wants me to give one of those. But,
so that is why you have to start out.
Let alone hold a microphone.
I feel so bad for Trent. You. I feel bad for Trent's daughters at their wedding because Trent's just going to unload when he gets to talk.
Oh, yeah. I have a family friend. I wasn't there because it was way before I was born. But the guy basically roasted his son-in-law for like 20 minutes. They had to pull him off the stage. People say it was incredible. Like he just like kept going on and on. And, you know, that's kind of what I'm striving for, I think. Like I probably need to just start right now, you know, like I don't know. But, you know, so there's that. Any other stuff here? Phil, I'm surprised. You know, Phil made a big announcement in the group text. And before we know, just break this huddle right here. I think
there's
Phil,
a couple like, things I need to talk about probably, okay. Right?
Okay,
yeah, I got so Jordan in the spirit of you know, Jordan, you know, he has a roommate now that he has, Mamba, his puppy. He went on eBay and purchased me a Mike Tolbert jersey, which I was incredibly thankful for. Hopefully we'll get a pic of that on the pod. Good looking jersey, Jordan. Thank you. You're a very generous friend and I appreciate that. Number two, as you can tell here, I'm not wearing that jersey for obvious reasons. I'm repping a Steelers jersey. This is a Super Bowl jersey, a Troy Polamalu Super Bowl jersey. And I got to rep the Steelers. My boy Russell Wilson is now over at the Steelers. We got some big news that came down over the last week or so. Thought I would just show my support. I think we're all very excited about that signing. I think even Jordan, you know, being an AFC guy is excited about that signing. And then I think my last thing is I'm also rooting for the Raiders again. See, I'm a huge Gardner Minshew fan. Raiders just signed Gardner Minshew. Gonna be a big deal. I'm super excited. Could not be more excited for them. I think the Raiders are a playoff team at this point with Gardner Minshew at the helm. Devontae Adams and Gardner Minshew, that chemistry, I think that's going to be unmatched. Like, it's just going to be like
they're probably living in an RV together right now, glamping, you know, for all we know.
Who did Adams get along best with in the league? And don't say Derek Carr.
Statistics wise, or that's correct, what? Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers and this guy are very are incredibly similar, right? Not statistical, but just like their vibe, their hair was similar for a time. They both, you know, probably do the darkroom therapy or whatever is going on there. I just think that Devontae Adams, Minshew, like on-field relationship is going to be hot. I say big year for Devontae Adams. I think he's an easy no cap. Round two guy that you're picking up there. And this is a big year for the Raiders. So also back rooting for the Raiders.
You're now a Raiders fan again. So your dad can look you in the eye again. That's good. Also though, like, you know, anyone who thought that the Packers or that, you know, Devontae was going to, you know, hook up with Aaron Rodgers again, it sounds like that guy might be the next vice president of the United States. So, you know, there's those weird rumors going around. So just all kinds of weird NFL stuff going on, you know, these last couple of days. It's like, you know, we just got that weird bombshell from left field. And then, I don't know. You guys want to get into the free agents, all the stuff that's happened. We're releasing this 2 days early just because there's been so much news. I think off season, it might be a little bit more of a, you know, sporadic release. Like, I think if there's something big that happens, we should probably just seize the day if it works for everybody. I don't know what your guys' thoughts of that are, but
I mean, the one thing that we didn't get a temp on, Trent, if you don't mind me asking, Jordan, do you like, I know you're our correspondent to the Jaguars. Is Trevor Lawrence worried about his job with the signing of Mac Jones? Just like, just seeing their stats and being so similar. Trent put up a little stat sheet for us. I don't know if you had a chance to see that on Twitter, but their stats being so similar. Mac Jones coming over. What do you think? Like, is he worried about his job? What are your thoughts there?
He's the hometown kid. Gonna be
hometown kid.
They're not actually similar, are they?
They're very comparable. Like, I think Trevor Lawrence has like two more wins, and then I think he just has a couple more touchdown passes, and the interceptions are very. It's very close. Let me see if I can find it on Twitter. I shared it on Instagram.
I mean,
but yeah. It's,
One of the two of those wins are a division championship win and a playoff win. So there's your two wins right there. You know, Trevor Lawrence has actually done something other than Mac Jones, but no, I think he's a solid backup, but I doubt he'll ever play.
So, QB record, Trevor Lawrence is 20-30-0. Mac Jones is 18-24-0. Completion percentage, Mac Jones actually has a higher completion percentage than Trevor Lawrence. Passing yards, Trevor Lawrence does have more by quite a bit. Passing yards per game, Trevor Lawrence is at 235. Mac Jones is at 212. Passing TDs, Trevor Lawrence is at 58 with Mac Jones at 46. Excuse me. Yeah, 46. And Mac Jones played about eight less games. Interceptions, Trevor Lawrence has 39 interceptions to Mac Jones, 36. And then I believe it's just their QB rating. Mac Jones edges out Trevor Lawrence by 0.8%. So not even a full percent. But like, is he on the hot seat?
Yeah. No. Seth gives Mac Jones the edge, I assume. Seth? I didn't think it'd be this hard for him to answer this.
No.
Seth, you should start growing your hair out now and be Trevor Lawrence for Halloween, Seth. That should be your only goal for this fall.
No, my hair is way better than Trevor Lawrence's hair.
But it's shorter right now, so you gotta, you know.
Yeah, it's shorter right now. Honestly, maybe Trevor Lawrence should cut his hair. Maybe he'd be good.
That could be his kryptonite.
What if he just came out there with like a Trent haircut and he is just really good? There you go. A Trent haircut. Yeah. There you go.
Right there. Check out my do on YouTube at TFF Dudes. Give us a thumbs up. Give us a subscribe. Go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. Sign up for our dudes letter. Got something that comes out about once a month. Won't want to miss that. Get you some nice clips and all that good stuff. Other thing, you know, let's hop into the free agents. And, you know, the Titans backfield got a little crowded and it kind of leaves me uncertain. What shouldn't leave you uncertain, guys, is grooming necessities, guys. Don't let grooming necessities sideline you. Manscaped offers the ultimate game plan for tackling those personal care dilemmas head on. Head over to Manscaped, promo code DUDES20 for 20% off. Head over there before things get out of control. With Manscaped, your grooming decisions are as clear cut as they get. Again, promo code DUDES20. Let's get over to all the free agency, you know, all our free agency recap here. What has been the biggest, before we get into this, like, what's been the biggest surprise free agency ad for you guys? Like, Seth, what's your biggest free agency ad that's happened?
Saquon Barkley.
Yeah.
I was not expecting the divisional. Well, his picture's up right there. I was not expecting like the divisional rival switch. The amount of money I thought was okay. I think he kind of settled a little bit. But then again, no one wants to pay for running backs. It's just interesting. You know, you see, Michael Pittman's like the same amount of years, but he's making about, $40 more million, you know, which is crazy. You know, you think they're about the same age, but the difference in position, you know, can get you that much more money. And Michael Pittman really hasn't put up that good. Like, he's put up decent numbers, but not anything that's like insane, you know. And whereas Saquon has had really good seasons, like really good running back numbers consistently, usually. So
are we all kind of across the board feel the same way about that one, Saquon Barkley? And I have all the in our show doc, guys, if you head over, I have all the guys and where they've signed down there if you scroll down to the bottom. And that, so everyone thinks Saquon. I try to just not be a Cowboys, you know, Eagles hater. Every time the Eagles do something, I think Saquon's really good, but I've always been kind of a Saquon hater too, just because he's in the NFC East, right? And I feel like this is another guy, you know, they got a guy that I don't think is going to stay healthy. They did lose Jason Kelce, who's not very good. Jason Kelce was very good. So this offensive line has to replace that. They still have a great right tackle there in Philadelphia. I really wanted Saquon to go to the Texans. That was where I wanted him to go. I'm surprised the Eagles paid this much money for a running back. That's kind of what shocked me the most is, and how old is Saquon? Is he 28, 29? Is he 29?
He's
27. Wow.
Yep.
Okay. So he is younger than what I thought he was. So,
how about,
what, Phil?
No, just like human interest story. Did you guys see the Tiki Barber Saquon? Like, was that real?
That was real.
Yes.
I had that saved for my Diva of the Week at the end, but yeah.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
No, that's fine. I thought that if you scroll down the show docs, you know, it says that, but yeah, I thought that was weird that Tiki Barber went after him like that because he kind of went out on a weird, you know, ending also. He kind of retired early and then he said they like weren't any good. Then they won the Super Bowl. Do you remember that, Jordan, how that whole thing went about the Tiki Barber and he was on the morning show or whatever and all that weird stuff. So yeah, that was weird. And yeah, that was true. I think this is just kind of Saquon, like, hey, just sticking it to the Giants. Like, did they not offer him, Jordan? Is that what they said? Did they not give him a good offer?
I didn't see that.
I also am like, what was the, like the, has Tiki, I have, this is like the first time ever that I would see Tiki chirping Saquon. Like I have not, is this like a normal, have you guys seen this pretty regularly? Saquon responded like he's lived, like he's played his entire career in Tiki's shadow. Like I was just like, I mean, yes, obviously Tiki was a stud, but I didn't think that Tiki was like constantly going at him on social media or in the media. Did you guys think that, see that?
I think Tiki Barber might be like a local New York reporter. And those guys, I think, just get, they kind of go after him a little bit. And that, okay. That is, I think, I'm not sure. I know he used to be. So
I don't know what happened there. Also, I love you guys just how Trent fully expects me to see that he has like a Diva. It's not bolded at all. It's not like added in like a header. It's on this random cell in the middle of the Excel sheet. So Trent, I'm sorry.
For what it's worth, I just scrolled and couldn't find it. So.
Yeah, it's
the guy, I'm looking at it right now. It's at the bottom, Diva. You know, and here's the thing.
Tiki. Hey, Tiki. No one could see your cell.
No. Here's the deal is I know two of you guys don't have a Diva for the end of the week. So I was like, hey, I'll throw one of these guys a bone, help him out. And Phil's just like, human interest story. Tiki Barber goes after Saquon Barkley. Like that was here's the thing with Divas. If you can get something that's like trending, it's like even better, you know? So I try to help you knuckleheads out with that. And, but hey,
well, if what you just explained right now was anything that you're going to do for the Diva, you totally botched it. And if you want me to pick it up,
I wasn't ready. I've been giving two lately, Phil, you know, because that's just what you do. Like you gotta
try to be, you gotta carry the pod there. Sometimes
carry the pod, yeah, carry the banner, Phil.
I like how you have best man speeches written down on your phone and yet you don't have your Diva ready for the end of this
podcast. I have about 35 Divas in my folder ready for it.
Okay,
I've told you guys I'll do the same thing.
Hey,
and no one asked me about my scooter adventures in Tampa. Thanks for nothing, guys. You know, like that was in the show docs also, but you guys think I'm a weirdo when I ask myself about stuff too, but
I did see that.
Trent?
What was the thing that made you the most nervous about riding that scooter? Jordan asked you a good question. Well, and I would, after reading the weight limit, I would be nervous getting on that
scooter. I was thinking about making Trent my diva for riding that scooter.
No, hey, I got that thing up to 18 miles an hour. I was humming on that thing, not in the video, of course, but I definitely got that thing humming.
I was surprised it didn't crash and burn.
Okay, I did think I was breaking it at one point because it would not go. Then I like looked at my app and I was in a dead zone that you weren't supposed to ride. I think my plantar fasciitis is coming back because I had to push myself up a hill along with this, you know, 50 pound scooter. Yeah. So yeah,
heaven forbid you have to walk anywhere with an electric scooter by you.
Yeah, you look like a moron when you do that. But yeah.
I'm surprised that thing's not like, you know, at the bottom of the bay with you on top of it. I was just glad you made it back safely.
Yeah, thanks. No, thanks, but no thanks, Phil.
There was some good bit. You posted a video about like alpha warning. And there were just people alongside you like, what is this dude doing?
Go head over to Twitter.
It was the equivalent of people working out at the gym, and everyone's like, "What? Like, what is this guy?" And you're just doing like figure eights in this like alleyway.
Go to TFF Dudes. Watch the whole video. It's pretty good. It's an alpha warning. You won't be sorry. I sent it to my whole family group text, which there's like 65 people in there. And my wife just sends me on the side, like, why would you send that to the whole family?
And how long have you guys been married?
Coming on 8 years. So like 6 good years, 8 years total, I think. So yeah. And I still surprise her like stuff like that.
Apparently.
Free agency, Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. I was hoping for that. And now that it's like happening, you know, Jordan said Atlanta Falcons top 5 offense. And I said, yeah, I have to agree with you, Jordan. Like, you know, even though that was kind of, I was a year early, Jordan's like, fire up the Kirk. I'm surprised Jordan's not wearing a gold chain on this pod, honestly. Seth, what are you thinking about Kirk chains to Atlanta?
I'm not thinking about Kirk Cousins at all. I'm actually thinking about Drake London. So, I mean, that's going to be really fun if you want to draft him higher. It's like now the Falcons, I mean, not only are they going to hopefully give the ball to Robinson, but also like throw the ball a decent amount. So like maybe the Falcons actually like could be a top 5 offense. I mean, so we got a long ways to go because they were pretty far down at the bottom last year, but at least they can throw the ball now. Maybe Kyle Pitts is where you want him now if you kept him in Dynasty. I know I got rid of him to Trent a few years ago. And actually,
I traded you for Darren Waller.
No, it was DeAndre Hopkins.
Oh, it was DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, I feel I'm actually pretty happy. Well,
Hopkins worked out for me at least sometimes when I put him in. But anyways, now it makes those guys look pretty fun. And Drake London even had a pretty good year last year, you know, with terrible quarterback play. So maybe, you know, it's a guy you want to try to get as your, you know, one or two wide receiver this year.
Yeah, I am very excited about Kyle Pitts this year. Like, I think this is the year. Here's the deal. We're Kirk Cousins. I know I say this every year, Jordan, but Kirk Cousins, you know, it's can his Achilles hold up? You know what I'm saying? Like, is this? But look at all of Kirk Cousins' tight ends in the past. TJ Hawkinson, who was before him that had a pretty good season. What?
Adomo, or what is the guy's name?
All of Kirk Cousins' tight ends have been pretty good.
Irv Smith? Yeah, I don't. Where was I going? Where did I get that from?
I saw something.
Uzomo, I think. I don't know where I even got that.
I saw something.
He never played with them.
You're thinking of Conklin.
Conklin.
That's Tyler who you're thinking Conklin?
I don't know. I saw something about all the receivers that Kirk Cousins has been really good with in his career, and they got me excited. So
it's like deja vu with Trent saying, man, I'm really excited about Kyle Pitts this year. It's like
I said it wasn't going to happen, but with Kirk Cousins, you have to.
So here's my thing is that actually the Kirk Cousins signing was my most shocking, like, and not necessarily that they signed him, but that they gave him so much money. 35 years old coming off an Achilles. Like, I think they way overpaid him, but
do we know what's guaranteed or no?
What was that, Seth?
Do we know what's guaranteed? 4 years, 180 mil.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I think it was 100. I want to say 100 of it was guaranteed.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, man.
No, but Jordan, they have the young roster that they can do that. Like, everyone's on a rookie contract. You have Drake London on a rookie contract.
So Kyle 180 Pitts
on a contract. Bijan Robinson on a rookie contract. Like, they have the squad that they can do that. And then I guess they might draft a quarterback in this draft too. Like, I don't know who you take. Some maybe like a Spencer Rattler in like the second or third round to put behind Kirk Cousins for the future. Like, I don't know someone to like, you know. Who would you take, Jordan, in the third round quarterback?
Spencer Rattler is not going in the third round.
What round do you think Rattler's going in?
I'd have to think about it, but not Spencer Rattler.
I'm thinking about a guy that you get late in the draft, and it's like, hey, this might be our guy in 3 years when Kirk Cousins' gone. Like, just put a QB back behind a guy and let it happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if it's Rattler or if it's like AJ McCarron, which I think he'll go, not AJ McCarron.
AJ McCarron. Yeah.
What's the Michigan QB? Is it JJ McCarron?
JJ McCarthy.
JJ McCarthy. Sorry.
He's going to be a first round pick, right?
He's going to be a first round pick.
Jordan's saying that now, seeing as like last week he was not all behind that, just for what it's worth.
No. I didn't say that I think he should be a first round pick. I'm saying he is going to be a first round pick.
There's
two different things.
Can I just say
Kirk Cousins, $100 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trent, I get what you're saying. I just think it's a crazy amount of money, and
I agree.
I mean, they have to win. They literally have to win with him there. Otherwise, it's a complete waste.
Let's play a fun game here. Jordan, rank the quarterbacks in the NFC South in order. Your favorite quarterback to your least favorite quarterback. And I know this is going to be really hard
you. It's Kirk Cousins, not in order, but it's Kirk Cousins, Baker Mayfield,
Derek Carr,
and Bryce Young.
Yeah. I think you put Bryce Young at four.
It's Bryce Young four, Derek Carr three, Kirk and Baker are close. I'm going to go Kirk two, Baker one, just because Baker's not coming off a torn Achilles.
If Kirk can be healthy, I put Kirk at one, then Baker, Derek, Bryce Young. But that's me thinking, like, is Kirk Cousins healthy? Because if Kirk Cousins isn't healthy, they're absolutely not a top five offense.
Who has a better supporting cast around him, Kirk Cousins or Baker?
I think Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm. I think Baker.
Mike Evans, Rashad White.
He's better than Drake London.
He's better than Drake London, but, like, I'm still not sure about Baker's new OC too, though. Like, it's, I think Baker's good. Yeah.
Yeah. But also the Falcons have a brand new coaching staff too. So like, you don't know, like,
it's from that, you know, McVay O'Donnell coaching tree. It should be pretty similar, I would think. I think that's why they did it. I don't know.
And also the Bucks signed. I thought the Bucks signed a tight end. I thought I saw that. Did they not?
The Rams signed a tight end.
No, okay. So Chris Godwin or whoever the Buccaneers' second wide receiver is.
Yeah, Godwin. Bucks probably do have a better, but Bijan might be a lot better than Rashad White, Jordan. Mm-hmm. Bijan could be.
We don't know.
Freaky.
We don't know.
He showed glimpses under
Arthur Smith.
I mean, Rashad White was really good last year, though.
He was really good. But Bijan has that talent where he might be like a – Bijan very well could be, you know, the number one overall scorer in fantasy football next – like the guy you wish you took 101 in fantasy football next year. Like, he could be really good with Atlanta.
When's the last time Kirk Cousins played with, like, an – I guess – what's
his name? Dalvin Cook,
yeah.
It was a couple years ago, but yeah, they've. Mm-hmm. I think that this, if Kirk Cousins can stay healthy, this can be a really big deal and could be great fantasy implications. But other than Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons being a top five offense in the NFL, writing that in stone, you know, take it to the bank. Other signings we had. Sam Darnold to the Vikings, Phil. What are you thinking about this?
Trent, you are such a Sam Darnold truther, Trent. I'm sure you love that. I don't know. I don't have anything to say about it. You were the one who thought he was going to lead the Niners to the promised land this year, and I mean, in theory, he did. He was there. He was on the field.
The guy's made a Super Bowl, Phil.
What's that?
The guy's played in a Super Bowl before.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, I don't know. I am not really like. I think more interesting is hearing all the stuff about the Justin Jefferson, but the all the trade options that were being thrown out by the Cincinnati Bengals looking to get, I think it was T. Higgins and a second rounder.
Oh, I think they offered two first rounders.
No, they offered.
Say it, Jordan.
T. Higgins, two first round draft picks for Justin Jefferson. Vikings declined and countered with They said, we'll trade him for Joe Burrow.
Which is like, what? They had to have been like, no, this is like, they're just like spitting.
It's
like,
not for sale.
It's like salt. Yeah, it's like salt. No, like, it's just like, we're not okay. Doing business with you.
Can we not talk about the merit of, I think that's a fair offer from the Bengals. T. Higgins and 2 first-round draft picks for Justin Jefferson.
I do think that's fair.
Of course.
Like, I'm shocked that they didn't at least think about that. Like, you're going to rebuild here anyways, right? So, like, if you get multiple first-round draft picks, you can package that up to go move up and draft a quarterback anyways. Or what pick do the Vikings have?
It's right there in the show doc. But what I'm saying, Jordan, is the problem is you don't, if you go over to the right, no, but the problem is like these 11. General managers, you're right, Jordan, that's a great deal for them to do. But most general managers and coaches that make that trade happen, they don't get to see the final, you know, the final thing. Like, they're gone by then. Like, it's like, hey, you've had 2 losing seasons. It's like, yeah, I trade my best players for all these picks. So, like, in this NFL where these guys got to win now, like, yeah, it makes sense. But, you know, you need that, like, assurance from your owner that, like, yeah, you're going to be here in 3 years. Like, you know, you won't see all the fruit of your labor is kind of what I think they're worried about. But I agree. I think that's a fair trade.
But also, like, Justin Jefferson's in a contract year. So, like, he might be gone anyways. He might leave anyways next year.
I know. That's what I'm saying. He is going to leave anyways.
I think it's incredibly dumb. To not think about making that trade. 2 first-round picks, plus you get a number one caliber receiver in T. Higgins. You could potentially package another first-round pick to move up and get a quarterback. And then, honestly, you might also be able to take, I don't know. I think if the Bengals had
a higher pick, Jordan, I think they would have done it. But it's like you're getting pick 18 in the first round, and then who knows what you get next year from the Bengals, right? I think if the Bengals had a top 10 pick, they might have done it. But I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, Sam Darnold, like, you know, this is just going to be YOLO balls to Justin Jefferson. Like, this could be a huge mess here in Minnesota, and I'm all here for it. I want Sam Darnold to get an opportunity, and I know he's gotten a couple, but has he ever had a guy like Justin Jefferson that you can just throw the Vikings were pretty competitive with Dobbs at quarterback and all these other guys. Like, Darnold has to be better than those guys, right? But do they draft somebody? Because Vikings are drafting 11, he said. So yep. I don't know what QB you're getting there, and it's a $10 million. Basically, how the Vikings are setting this up is, hey, we're paying our quarterback $10 million this year. That's what they're paying Darnold. That's no risk at all, like, other than, you know, you just might not be very good. But you can pay Justin – you've cleared a lot of space to pay Justin Jefferson a lot of money potentially, and that's if he's just like, yeah, I – because who was it? Someone said Justin Jefferson needs $40 million a year. So I think they're clearing that space up, and then it's like – you know, maybe they're clearing that space up and they're thinking they're going to get a guy in next year's draft, right? So, and maybe Darnold's good, you know, but I think we've kind of seen that.
This mock draft has him trading up to JJ McCarthy.
Okay. I still am firm on McCarthy going to Denver. That's where I think I still have him penciled in for me.
If they trade up, then it doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah.
And they also pick before Denver, for what it's worth.
Okay. Also, you know, life, death, I won't even use that thing. I just think it's going to be like 2045, and it's going to be the New England Patriots, and Jacoby Brissett is going to be coming back to be the bridge quarterback for their next quarterback. Like, I just think this guy's always going to end up there. Is this his second stunt there or his third? I don't know, but yeah. Jacoby Brissett there. The Browns didn't offer Joe Flacco comeback player of the year an opportunity to be the second string QB. Like, that's kind of messed up. Like, all that, you know, he put that whole city on his back, and you aren't even going to get re-signed the guy. Like, I know the guy probably, you think the guy gets league minimum, or you think he goes out and, you know, goes somewhere else? Hey, let's start the petition right now. Joe Flacco to Minnesota to throw Justin Jefferson the ball. That's what we need right there, guys. Phil, do you agree with that? Can you get behind that?
What about Flacco in Oakland?
Well, Vegas? Oakland.
Sorry, in Vegas.
No, Minshew's kind a backup, of already that though. Guy. No, Minshew's going to be the guy this year.
Mm-hmm. You think so?
Yeah, I think they're going to draft a guy, and then Minshew will be the starter. Is kind of what they're thinking. Is that what you think, Jordan?
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
Like, let's send Joe Flacco to Minnesota and let him throw balls to Justin Jefferson. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. The old though, they just signed Darnold.
I know, but that's what they should have done. Is got get both of those guys. You're paying Darnold $10 million. I'm sure Flacco Justin will do it Fields. For less. Justin Fields, that's another thing we haven't talked about. Let's get back into that. We'll throw him into the best of the rest of all the rest of the free agencies. That's all I got for quarterbacks. Did it surprise you how fast running backs went, guys? Like, running backs were crazy. That's what everybody's going after. What do you think, Jordan?
I thought, like, as a whole, the running back market was the most surprising thing of the last couple of days. Just how fast they went. Honestly, how much they got paid. Like, they didn't sit there. I thought the market would be stagnant, but they were flying off the board. I mean, Derrick Henry, $8 million a year. Josh Jacobs, $12 million. Saquon, what's that, 13, almost 12, 13. Like, Tony Pollard, 8. Eckler, 6. Like, DeAndre Swift got $8 million. Singletary got... It is kind of wild that Singletary got about the same amount of money as Austin Eckler. This is a little wild to me, but
it's wild. Eckler just hasn't played good enough to deserve more, I think. Last year,
anyways. I mean, we got DJ Dallas signing for 3 years, $10 million. Like, what is going on? Like,
where did DJ Dallas go?
The Cardinals. Like, I don't really understand, like, why. And I'm sure a lot of that's due to special teams.
Yeah, he's a special teams guy. Yeah, he is.
But, like, I don't know. It's kind of wild to me. Makes me think that the running back class is not that – well, we know the running back draft class isn't that good. So I don't think it has the depth. But it makes sense.
Quorum's going to be like a first-round running back now or second-round guy because, you know, these guys that want that running back, they can just get him when they need –
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, but the fact that they and the receiver market's kind of bad this year, which makes because of how good the receiver class is in the draft. So it's just interesting. The running backs is crazy. These guys kind of got paid relative to like veteran running backs getting $10 million a year is a big deal.
Yeah. No, I agree. Other thing that's a big deal, guys, is just when you thought the best fantasy sports app couldn't get any better, they added Dynamic Payout Sleeper. Dynamic Payout Multiplier will increase as you add predictions to your contest. You must then predict whether each selected player will gain more or less than the various projected performance. Win up to 100 times your entry. Enter promo code DUDES100 on Sleeper. They'll match you up to $100, guys. Sleeper is the absolute best place to play fantasy sports. So go over to Sleeper. Move your whole league over there if you haven't already. But yeah, running backs, Jordan, other than Cora, like it confirms how bad this rookie running back class is. And I think some of these guys, like some weird signings that I didn't see happening was like Swift to Chicago. That was kind of weird to me. Now you have Swift.
A weird one.
You basically have Swift and Montgomery. They've switched teams now. Montgomery, who's on the line, you know, those guys both got drafted by the other one in the NFC North. So you have Swift for the Bears, Montgomery on the Lions. That's kind of weird. And Swift had an okay season last year. I believe he had 1,000 yards rushing. It was just kind of a frustrating 1,000 yards rushing, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Other running backs, Josh Jacobs to Green Bay. That one kind of surprised me. Do you like that move? That went through, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Done.
One surprised me. Yeah.
I mean, it kind of makes sense. Aaron Jones, the Vikings. So they cut Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones, the Vikings. I kind of like the Josh Jacobs to Green Bay. I think it makes a lot of sense.
I like it. So I believe that Aaron Jones
he only took $1 million more. I guess only a million's a lot, but it was he got offered $1 million more to go to Minnesota. He could have, I think, stayed in Green Bay for 7 or go to Minnesota for 8. I don't know if that's a great move as a running back, you know, like
it's always like, a great move, Trent. You got to take the most money you can get when you're a running back.
That's true. That's true. It's just, you know, not going to get the winning, but, or maybe
running,
you
know, back
winning stuff.
Yeah. It's tough, you're right. When you're running back, your shelf life is just so short that you got to get whatever money you can.
Well, speaking of the Browns, did they do anything with
Nick Chubb?
Yeah. Nick Chubb. I mean, do we have anything on, like, have the Browns moved on any running backs?
No.
Why would they?
It sounds like Chubb's would be good, right?
That's what I would assume.
Yeah,
I think it wasn't as bad with injury, though.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Seth. He's a little bit older, isn't he?
Not super old, but...
Well, I think that's his third ACL.
And he did what? The second game of the season, was it?
It was the front half of the season, right. For sure.
It was like 1, 2, or 3, I think.
He's 20.
I think it was 3.
28.
So they ACL. Did. They signed Nyheim Hines, who was out all last year, but that is who they signed.
What do you guys think about Zach Moss getting that? You know, what I thought that was a pretty good amount of money Zach Moss got for. Was it $4 million? Does that sound right?
Yeah. And the Bengals traded Mixon to the Texans. The Texans are going to be good.
The Texans are going to be really good. They're going to be really good.
They signed Danielle Hunter too. Yeah.
Yeah, on the other side of Anderson. No, that the Texans, like, D'Amico Ryans is starting to get his own pieces, and I'm sure they'll have another good draft too. And, you know, with Stroud, like, I don't think they've signed Noah Brown yet, though.
They did. They re-signed him.
Oh, they did. They did re-sign him. Okay, I missed that one.
And Dalton Schultz is coming back.
Is that for sure? He is coming back.
Yep, they re-signed Dalton Schultz.
Did you see human interest story? Ferguson on the Cowboys. So Dalton Schultz said his problem with playing with Dallas is he didn't like, you know, the circus of like working out and knowing that there might be a tour going on and people watching you through the mirror and stuff like that. He said it was just a little too much going on. And then like 2 hours later, Ferguson on Dallas, their tight end, took a picture of like a Dallas Cowboys sign in the locker room that says, remember, it's a privilege to play for the Dallas Cowboys every day. So it was kind of funny to see that little, you know, Twitter swipe, you know, little Twitter beef out there. Like, what's that called? Is it a subtweet when you talk about somebody, but you aren't really talking about them? So definitely was directed at the former tight end of the Cowboys, and Ferguson's good. Like, I like Ferg.
Ferg. So I have a question for you guys.
Yeah.
What's your favorite running back landing spot so far from a fantasy perspective going into next season?
Fantasy perspective.
Relative to where they'll be drafted, probably. Because obviously, like, Saquon, but, like, relative to where is the draft capital will take to get them.
Yeah, we should do a mock draft soon just to get it, you know, just to see how everything goes. That'd be interesting to do. Maybe we wait till the draft. Maybe, I don't know. You can get a pretty good gist of things doing a mock draft before the rookies even. That might be kind of fun for guys to, you know, follow along with. My favorite guy, I think I'm going to go with Josh Jacobs at Green Bay, yeah. Jordan. I think that's who I like the most. And I like where you're going to get him in a draft. You think you get Josh Jacobs in the 3rd round? Is that where you're thinking he's going? Just, you know, shooting from the hip?
Yeah. Somewhere close to that.
What do you think, Seth? Seth's going Saquon.
I think I'll still go Saquon just because I think the Eagles are not going to QB sneak as much. I mean, Hurts obviously is still going to take, like, still going to run in touchdowns. But, I feel like the Eagles are just going to be good again. I think, I don't know about their defense, but we'll see. I think their offense is going to be better than it was last year. But we'll see. But I can't get away from the Saquon. I'm really interested in Saquon this year.
No, that brotherly shove with Saquon shoving Hurts is, I think, is still going to be really good. Have you seen how much that guy squats? No, I think, like,
yeah, I still think they'll do the sneak and stuff, but obviously it's like you're missing the guy who made that whole thing possible, you know? But like I said, I think it all depends if Saquon runs in touchdowns and Hurts doesn't take them all. But I mean, I think I'm the most interested, like, at maybe getting a shot late round, late first, maybe early second on like Saquon, or maybe like third even. I don't know, but we'll see.
You think Saquon might go to the second, right, Jordan? You think he's at the turn of the second?
I think so. Second round, I think.
We got it. This is making me want to do a mock. Jordan, what do you got? Ask you your own question.
Oh man, I'll go with the. I think the Austin Eckler one is interesting. Obviously, a lot of stuff depends on after the actual draft and who drafts running backs. I think the Eckler one's interesting, but I think the most, like, I'm gonna go real under the radar here, like, cause I think this might be really good value if they don't draft another running back, is Gus Edwards for the Chargers.
I agree with you, but I think, like, Harbaugh is going to have such a hard time passing on Corum, I think.
No, so obviously, this, assuming they don't take a running back, you know? Because right now, their depth chart is, it's like Isaiah Spiller is the second string running back. It's like Spiller, Elijah Dotson, Jarrett Patterson. Like, if that's what they were to go into the season with, I would like Gus Edwards quite a bit. But yes, you're right. They might draft Corum, but also, like, Gus Edwards is a type of running back that Harbaugh likes. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I think, and there's some,
you know, he just got done playing for his brother, so, you know, like, there's probably some similar stuff, right? So, to where he would keep him.
I was thinking Josh Jacobs. I think that's gonna be a really good one. I feel like the Packers ran the ball quite a bit actually last year, and I think that he makes a lot of sense there. I do like the Mixon one, with the exception of obviously there's another running back there that's going to eat up a lot of carries. But I don't know. I think I guess I'm thinking more from NFL perspective, or just like a playing perspective. I think that was a pretty solid one too.
Trent, I think. What about? I think the other one. What are you going to ask, Trent? Sorry.
No, I was going to ask you about Derrick Henry.
Well, I was going to say that right now. That's who I was going to talk about.
You like that? You actually like that one, because, well, I know you hate Derrick Henry.
Yeah, but, like, I think it's the fit makes sense, you know?
Okay.
And they'll use him around the goal line. It's going to be annoying because he's going to have, like, I think the problem is he's going to get, like, these one touchdown, 10 carries for 40 yards. That's so he's going to be very, like, touchdown variant boom bust type of running back. But there's going to be games where he goes off. But again, like, running backs in Baltimore, always have their ceiling capped from, like, a big game consistently. But he's going to have those games where he has, like, two touchdowns, 60 yards type of deal.
Does Keaton Mitchell get any carries in this whole thing? Like, you think they kind of use him in between the 20s, you know, kind of pound it in with Derrick Henry? I know Keaton Mitchell got hurt, right?
He had a pretty serious injury, right?
Yeah.
Torn Achilles? ACL?
I thought it was ACL.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know when he'll be. Yeah, torn ACL. Who knows when he'll be back?
And then you have, you know, Seth is leaking stuff from the Ravens. You know, we could have maybe talked about that. Seth, you want to, you know, should we reveal sources? Seth knew this was going to happen yesterday, and we didn't reveal it. We didn't. You know, we're old iron tweet over here. I didn't tweet anything. I guess I could have, Seth. I didn't want to out you, Seth.
Yeah. So, I mean, I didn't receive this information myself. It was passed on. The guy we know on the Ravens team, I played football with him, but anyways, he's on the team, and he texted his cousin saying, "Hey, who's also my cousin, but we're not related." But he said, "Hey, I think we're getting Derrick Henry." And so naturally, my cousin puts this in our group text, our fantasy football chat, and then I send this to Trent and Jordan and Phil, and no one does anything with it. So, but we knew.
So we weren't surprised. Other thing, you know, human interest story. What, okay. Phil? Go, Phil.
Before you go, Phil. One thing that might be good, a good circumstance here, Jordan, that's kind of a roundabout good landing with Zach Moss out of Indianapolis. That could be really solid for Jonathan Taylor next year.
Yeah, definitely makes you feel better if you have Jonathan Taylor in like Dynasty or
he's healthy.
Yeah,
he's healthy. He's looking better towards the end of the year. Zach Moss is not. And he was stealing a good amount of carries even when Jonathan Taylor was healthy. So the fact that it's like, sure, it's not, I guess it's a free agency landing, but it's a free agency landing somewhere else that's going to positively impact Jonathan Taylor. Again, which we all know Jonathan Taylor's solid, but like this is going to be, I think, really big.
Well, it's still a variable with Anthony Richardson, too, because he'll run the ball as well.
Yeah. Well, just so less people to eat. Yeah.
Hungry dogs run faster, Phil.
Let's hear what's your human interest story here, Trent.
I have a human interest story here. Landon Dickerson just signed $80 million deal. Report for the Eagles lineman. Reporter asked him, "What's the first thing you're going to buy?" And he said, "I may go get a new lawnmower." You know, that's just like that seems like something, you know, maybe someone on this pod would say. I don't know. Would anyone in here think new lawnmower? I would love a zero turn.
If I got $80 million, I ain't buying a new lawnmower first.
Seth, you are.
Maybe he has a lot of grass he has to mow.
Seth, a zero turn? You wouldn't think about getting a zero turn that you can ride and just tune out the world and have the time of your life?
No, I have stairs. I have stairs.
Okay. Assuming you know you have an $80 million contract, you probably aren't living in you know that exactly. shack down by the river.
First. I'm buying a house first, not a lawnmower.
You probably, but if he already has a nice house,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm telling that's the type of guy that we need to reach out, you know, from a DM and with the DM this before Tolbert.
For sure.
After Tolbert, we'll ask Dickerson if he wants to come on the pod. So, Dickerson, check the DMs, buddy. Phil, what are you thinking on this? You know, are you thinking lawnmower? Or are you thinking more?
Here's
like...
Here's what I like about it: the guy doesn't have artificial turf. He doesn't have artificial turf. Can we clap it up? The repercussions of not having artificial grass, I think, are substantial. The guy has legit grass that he has sprinkler system. I'm sure he's going to be lawn mowing it, and we know this is a man of the people because he doesn't pay someone to mow his lawn. I have my lawn mowed for me. I don't mow it, but if I did have an $80 million contract and I had no turn lawnmower, I probably would mow my own lawn just for what it's worth.
Zero turn.
What did I say?
No turn.
Zero. No. Pretty similar there, Trent. Just clear that up. All I'm saying is I can clap it up for this guy. I'm 100% for it. Keep mowing that grass, brother. And hopefully he has like a nice piece of property in, I don't know, maybe New Jersey. Maybe he's in fact in Pennsylvania. It just really depends on, you know, which side of the state he falls on, where he wants to commute to the stadium. Anyhow, I'm all for it.
I was in Pennsylvania last week. Not too bad of a place, you know, a very nice landscape there. And yes, Phil, I agree with you. We have all these people that are so anti-turf in the NFL, yet they have a turf yard. You know what I'm saying? Like, pull the log out of your own eye and lead by example. Get a lawn, mow it. Don't put turf in. Don't be lazy like the NFL. Have grass. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, great point there, Phil. You really hit that one home. That one's
getting, and who knows?
That's a soundbite.
He's going to be hitting the lawnmower, I guarantee, in his backyard, running through drills in the off season.
The guy might have got himself a free lawnmower by doing it. Honestly, you know, someone might have hooked him up with some kind of sponsorship.
Who does these zero turn lawnmowers? It's like John Deere. What are we talking about?
John Deere. I believe it's John Deere. Yeah, I don't have one. I don't look at them because I just know I'm gonna. You know, I see them in my dreams. That's about it.
And you want to be content where you are with life. You don't want to be.
One of those down to the donut shop.
Yeah, I got a nice Honda. Okay, nice push Honda. It'll probably be against the law here in California in a few years, but that's what I got. And you know,
which is crazy that you're even able to operate a pool mower. But that's all right. pull start
yeah.
mower.
Yeah, I haven't hurt myself doing that yet. Other free agency signings. He's
complaining about his plantar fasciitis for having to walk up, you know, a flight of stairs holding a bird scooter or whatever it was.
It was an electric scooter, okay? And it wasn't a flight of stairs. It was a hill, okay, that you probably couldn't even walk up in 10 minutes. So don't at me.
Why did you walk up the hill as opposed to ride?
Because I already said this. Thanks for listening. I was riding and it was a no ride zone. So there's certain parts of these cities you can't ride the scooters. So I got caught a quarter way through and I didn't know. And I looked at my app and I'm like, oh, it's all red here. You can't ride here. So, but nice if they had little signs everywhere, like no scooters or something. But I guess someone like once a week throws one of those things into the river and it's like a $3,000 fine if they catch you. But guys will just pick them up and toss them. So, I'll be honest. I thought about doing something like that, but I'm like, my credit card's information's on here. But my buddy I was with, I should have thrown his in. You know what I'm saying? That'd have been kind of funny.
Just split the bill.
Just split the bill. No. You don't get caught, Phil. Come on. Wide receiver signing, Darnell Mooney.
It has your credit card information. Of course you're going to get caught.
Not if it's my buddy's scooter. Well, you understand what I'm saying?
They're going to blame him for it.
I know. That's hilarious to have your buddy get caught. That's what friends do, Jordan. Of course, don't tell him you did it. But
I'm going to just a shocker here. This is probably why you haven't had anyone ask you to give a best man speech.
All right. What are you going to say about Darnell Mooney, Trent?
Darnell Mooney went to Atlanta. I kind of was thinking that might be a Kansas City ad right there. He had a decent year a couple years ago. Michael Pittman re-signed. I guess we could. Is there anyone else that signed that we want to talk about? If we reached all the guys and we can kind of go best the rest. Gabe Davis, yeah. Okay. You guys want to go into the Jaguars, just skip ahead 2 minutes.
I'm starting to feel like Calvin Ridley is probably going to re-sign tomorrow at 1:01 our local Pacific time, 4:01 Eastern time. So I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen.
Okay. And then, the Patriots are giving a hard push for Ridley, last I heard, which would be kind of weird. What about Antonio Gibson going to the Patriots? Just some more, log jam for Ramondre Stevenson. The Patriots can't get out of their own way with that.
Yep.
All right. Well, I think that's our free agents. Let's get into kind of some best of the rest here. Some guys we'd like to see, sign somewhere else. Calvin Ridley, and these are kind of, maybe guys going under the radar. When I say under the radar, I mean kind of like underdog. And if you like simple, fast, fun, then Underdog Sports is for you, where you can pick them, watch them, and win them. Choose higher or lower on 2 to 5 of your favorite players' stats. The more you pick, the more you could win. Get 5 picks right, 20 times your money. It is built for fans, and you win your money that same day. Pick them and draft them on your home grass, Phil. Changed it from turf to grass. And lead by example, forward thinking, okay? Baseball, best ball is right now. Head over to Underdog, promo code DUDES. Match up to $100, guys. It really helps us out. You do that. And what also helps us out, don't be rude. Share the dudes. If you've liked this episode, you learned something about mowing your lawn or you had a good little chuckle, go ahead and share this with a friend. Glad we talked about, all that good stuff. But best of the rest, I'm going to lead this out. Is Zeke going to be a Dallas Cowboy? Is that inevitable? Zeke's coming back. What are we doing here, Dallas? Everyone in the NFC East got better. We stayed the same. I don't like that. At this point, I'm thinking first round pick, what does Dallas need the most? I was thinking offensive linemen and running backs. I think I wouldn't be surprised if these guys go crazy and take Corum early.
That's what I was just going to say. Maybe they draft Corum.
And it's going to be one of those things where it's I love rookie running backs. So on those rookie deals, Jordan, Corum might be the time to do it. No one needs a running back. Maybe they can trade up and get him in the second or something like that. But where is Dallas? I know I got it in the doc right here. Dallas is picking. They are pick. I don't see him on here.
We also lost our center, too.
Yeah, lost our center to Washington. So probably 24. Lineman.
24. So Quorum at 24, I don't hate it. I feel like that's probably the right spot for a running back in the draft.
And Tyron Smith's a free agent.
Yeah, I think they're going to
run that. They would have the re-sign. They would easily have the lowest height average for running backs in the NFL.
Yes.
Yeah, like Phil.
It's Blake Corum and who's the other? Who's Deuce the other Vaughn. Guy? Deuce Vaughn. Yeah, it would be
Deuce Vaughn and Blake Corum. Yeah.
In the backfield, and their average height is like 5'4".
You probably aren't that far off, honestly. Like it's
Blake Corum is not 5'8". There's absolutely no way.
Oh, you think he's well? What do you get at the combine? The combine. It's hard to lie at the combine, Phil. What if Blake Corum's at the combine and that's like the one thing he doesn't do? He's like, no, you will not get my height and weight.
5'7" and 3/4 inches. So,
and Deuce is like,
and he was probably wearing those no bull shoes, dude. Like he
is a guy benched. Yeah. The guy benched 225 27 times.
Dude.
Yeah, no, he's a beast.
That's like me if I was athletic. Like that is me. That's me with a touch of athleticism, baby.
Phil, I would like to watch you bench the bar 25 times, let alone 225. Like
literally, our measurements are so close to being identical, it's crazy. 5'7", 205. Like, come on. Like we are the same person.
Jordan. Don't publicly shame this guy, Jordan. Like, just let him have this win, man. Like, sometimes you just gotta let these.
He's actually about 20 pounds heavier than me, but it's close.
Yeah, no, that's cool. You guys could maybe go on a walk someday. That'd be fun. other guys, best of the rest. I have Pollard to the Titans was a weird one to me, Jordan. I know he's from Memphis. That's probably why I did it. Like, I had so many shares, just bouncing back that I had so many shares of what's the other running back that's there in Dynasty?
Spears.
Spears. I have so many Spears shares, and I'm like kind of crushed over that. Best of the rest guys that are still available. Calvin Ridley's probably the best. What else we got here? Anything else you guys got here? Skill position wise, there's not a ton. David Bakhtiari, probably going to the Jets, I think.
Trent, Bakhtiari.
Bakhtiari, okay.
Phil,
what else I got
here? Gerald Everett to the Falcons.
Yeah. Let's freaking go. Kyle Pitts is going to have like that guy. They're going to throw him in slot and Everett's just going to be a money making machine in the end zone, baby. Talk about Kirk Cousins making his tight ends eat. Dude, Gerald Everett, I'm sure Jordan's just going to absolutely hate the fact that this guy's going to be tight ends
this year. Yeah, I'm honestly shocked Jordan hasn't walked off the pod yet. I saw a meme today that said it had Derrick Henry throwing. It was a highlight reel of Derrick Henry throwing touchdown passes. It said, no wonder the Ravens picked this guy up. So they had someone who can throw the ball in playoffs. So I was like, oh, that's pretty harsh. Best of the rest, like I said, it's mostly defensive players left, which, Odell Beckham Jr., where do we think Odell goes? You think he re-signs? He kind of caught his stride at the end of the year. Maybe he stays in Baltimore. Josh Reynolds, probably going to go back to Jacksonville if they don't get Calvin Ridley.
Did we talk about Jameis Winston in Cleveland?
Jameis Winston to Cleveland. No, that's a good one. That is a good one. We didn't talk about that. What are you thinking, Phil?
I'm just glad he's still in the league and he will be on a relevant team. So the fact like Jameis Winston content will skyrocket. Like, it's not even fantasy relevant. We'll just have a lot more Jameis Winston content,
No, we need that. And there's rumors that Deshaun Watson didn't want Joe Flacco returning, is kind of a weird. It's kind of a weird deal when your backup quarterback has a bunch of success and they put the starter in. Like, it's probably not a good recipe for success. But I thought Watson might come back a little bit this past year, and it just from what I saw, he didn't look that good. So. Winston there, I'm sure he will, get that whole city wanting him very quickly. I don't know what other free agents to talk about here that are still left, guys, on the, from a fantasy relevant situation.
Yeah, it seems like dragging this on. We're at an hour four, Trent. Is there anything else?
Sorry that I actually have a good time talking to you tonight, Phil. Normally I like want to hang up and about 10 minutes into this thing. So just consider yourself lucky.
All right. Marquise Brown is one too.
Oh yeah. Marquise.
Oh, that is a good one. Mm-hmm. Marquise to the Chiefs is what Jordan's going to say. Patrick Mahomes restructuring his deal a little bit. That should help out a little bit there. Actually, I had some people put some stuff on. Or no, I don't have that. Chiefs got another tight end. Jordan's probably going to love that tight end that he absolutely hated. Who's the old Vikings tight end, Jordan? And then he was at the Bengals for a little bit.
Irv Smith,
did he go to the... I thought he went to the Chiefs.
Not sure.
Irv Smith's at the Chiefs. And Dallas got their long snapper, so I can't say they didn't do anything at all. So that's good. You know, so that's the one move.
Right. If we're talking about the long snapper, we might need to.
Well, okay. Well,
Jordan has to go back to the gym to get his water bottle, Trent.
Yeah, that was like a 5-minute, talk. Like, oh man, I left my water bottle. I guess I'm going to die of thirst on the pod. I better go back to the gym right now. Be fair, Seth Toot was like 45 minutes late. But
my computer is not turning on, though.
Hey, well, maybe you should turn it on off again. All right. Divas are brought to you by our friends over at Trophy Smack. Celebrate your wins and losses with trophies, rings, and bling. Celebrate in style. Head over to trophysmack.com/dudes. 15% off your entire order. Go get that new Patrick Mahomes bust, all kinds of stuff. They do pictures for your walls. You know, maybe you have a kid that, is really good at lacrosse or something. I don't know. And you want to get a picture of them on your wall, they'll do that for you there. They do all kinds of stuff over there at Trophy Smack. Just remember to go trophysmack.com/dudes. 15% off. Guys, we got Divas of the Week here. We already talked a little about Tiki Barber. I don't know if you see that. He's on the screen there on your top right. Divas, what are you guys thinking here? Has anyone got something? I'm kind of manning the ship here something. A little bit. Seth, what do you got?
Guess what category it's in?
It's in driving. Let me guess.
Hold on. Let me guess. Someone asked you to read.
Yeah, no. Seth. Seth probably. Hold on.
Putting.
Seth's right. The type of guy that gets really mad at people who don't return their shopping carts or something is probably what Seth's going to say.
All right. So this is sort of Diva, but this is sort of a Diva, but also like not.
All right.
So I'm driving to go pick up my buddies so I can take him to the airport. Okay. Cause they don't want to pay for an Uber. And I'm like, all right, I have a rental car. I'll go pick you up. Talk about in Portland, everyone drives slow. Okay. I'm from California. I'm used to driving fast. Okay. Okay. Everyone's driving slow. Okay. And so it's a 45 mile per hour zone. So naturally I'm going 15 over. Okay. Going 60. Anyways, Diva, cops hiding too good.
Wow. So you got cops ticketed. Hide
too good. That's a Diva. Diva move. Put yourself out there. Isn't it the law that I can see you?
So did you get a ticket?
I don't know. I hear that, but I don't know.
I did not see this guy until I'm through the intersection, and this guy's behind two trees. Like, this guy is hiding in the planter.
Yeah.
And I'm he tells Seth
pull over, and Seth's like, it's a cardigan. Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, he turns on the street, and I'm just like, oh man, like it's over, So naturally, I slow down the speed limit, and that's when the lights come on.
Oh anyways, man,
the guy ended up being really cool, and he just gave me a warning. But still,
I like how like that. You just spent the last minute bashing the guy.
Hide like that. I told him, I was like, dude, I could not see you.
And what'd he say? Spot.
And I'm like, that's just messed up.
Tell him?
Like, that guy's in that spot every day.
Oh, Seth's like, here's the deal. Let your yes be yes, your no be no. Don't waste my time and pull me over and give me a warning. The fact that
it was a 5-minute pullover. That's how fast it was, dude. Yeah. I mean, he should have just yelled at me in the loudspeaker saying, slow down.
And Seth's over here flexing that he got out of a ticket. They say
what he's failing to mention, it was a cop on one of those scooters Trent was riding.
I said less
Paul
than
Blart
two
caught him at the airport.
And I got out of a ticket. I didn't even say anything.
It was actually a security guard.
No, that's not bad, Seth. That's good. That's good.
No, nope, just the cheap hiding spots. That's what I don't like.
Yeah, no, it's cheap. Hey, and here's the thing. That's going to resonate with someone. Yeah, that's going to resonate with someone, Seth, because those guys, they catch people like that every day. You know, there's other countries where they have it all like, you know, they have cameras everywhere and it's terrible, you know.
Hey, that one's in Portland is bad too, though. There are some intersections. Luckily, Apple Maps will like, so maybe this is a better diva. They'll warn you about the cameras. But if you are going over the speed limit in the thing, there's these giant cameras and they'll give you a ticket and you don't even have to get pulled over.
Wow. It just monitors
your
speed
and they'll send it to your, like they'll get your information and send it straight to your bank. It's bad.
It's pretty bad.
And apparently some of them are broken because people are like, I don't know. I saw some video of some guy getting a ticket for going 10 over and it was a 45 and he was going 45, but the thing registered him higher. It was weird. I don't know.
Yeah. I've heard about stuff like that. So yeah, Seth, you know, the whole night before the whole thing, the night after the reception, Seth and his buddies just went and spray painted all those cameras, you know, so justice could be served. That was pretty cool, Seth. Also, Phil, you got anything here? You know, like, do you want to pretend you got a ticket, then, you know, got out of it or something? Or like, you know, I was like, I really hate it when my sprinklers break. We're like, has that ever happened? He's like, no, that's basically what Seth just did, you know? So,
no, hey, Seth, I get it.
There's Seth was that, good.
It's that instant fear of like, oh, man, I'm going to have to pay like $550.
I thought I for sure was getting a ticket.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pay $550. It's a different state that you live in. And, you know, you don't know what you're going to have to do. You obviously can't show up for any court, right? Are you going to have to do traffic? What is it called? Traffic school. Yeah, to get it off your like record or whatever it is. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the thing is, that would stink. No, my biggest diva, I think, is, and, you know, I've just been thinking about this a little bit. It's the death of the buffet. You know, like, I think that I think what we've gone to is we've gone to overpriced entree items with no side.
I agree.
In the spirit of health, which I don't think I agree with, right? Allow me to choose that I can eat as much as I want, and I should be able to pay a fair price for it. Like, you can buy a burger these days for $18 and you don't even get a side of fries for it. Like, that's highway robbery. I know that everything is expensive right now, but that is insane. Can we all agree to that?
I agree with that. The only thing I'm laughing at is a year ago, you said that you hated buffets and now you're all of a sudden you want them back. So like,
that was before I had a big family.
What you got till it's gone, Phil. You took it for granted, and this is what you get. I have no sympathy for you because you went hard after buffets. And even though I'm mourning with you, I have no sympathy for you. Like, us as the buffet people, we agree with you, but we don't accept you as one of us. So that's all I'm saying, though.
Like,
where's the best place? Is like Vegas and Reno probably the only places you can still get good buffets?
Yeah, definitely Vegas is probably the last place.
Casinos in general, like casinos.
No, because even up here, Jordan, so I think there's a casino in Fresno. They might have a buffet, but really they're probably good dining.
Good buffets.
Does the one in Tachi not have a buffet anymore?
I think their buffet is just like okay, but their actual food is good. Does that make sense? Like if you're ordering something, it's good. From what I've heard, I actually haven't gone. So
Reno used to have good buffets.
Absolutely it did. I'll be there
Memorial Day weekend in Reno, so I'll have to check.
You have to report.
Just think about this: a day in American history where we have to like tell our grandkids about what a buffet was, and they're like shocked, that's like have crazy. No idea what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not the America I saw coming.
Like the Chinese buffets were always. I don't really like even those are a little time. Bit. Even those are a little bit like hard to find now. So
we used to have one. We used to have one in the town over.
One in Hanford.
We used to have one the town over in a small town, about 45 minutes south of Merced, called Selma, and they had a really good. They had a really good. Yeah, that place was great.
They still have buffet there or no?
Is that place even operating anymore?
Yeah, it's open.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mine kind of plays with, you know, buffets, Phil, actually. Like I had some terrible flight troubles, you know, on my trip back from Tampa, you know, minus the scooter transportation, the traveling wasn't great. You know, I've been all over America, but I got delayed in Vegas. You know, we missed our connecting flight because of weather. And I tell the coworker I'm with, I'm like, hey, on the bright side, we're in Vegas. We can go eat at the best buffet in the whole entire world. It's called The Win. I went there once with Jordan. It was marvelous. It's top awesome. Five moment in my whole entire life. We got there at 3:30. Maybe it was 3:45, 4:30, whatever. I think we got there at 4:00. Okay. We had just done the long trek over there for a bowl game to watch Fresno State play. And at 4:58, we saw that dinner changes. So there's a lunch price and there's a dinner price. And if we stayed an extra 3 minutes, we could get the dinner for free. Well, they bring out steak and lobster for dinner at this buffet. So we all had like, you know, a 3-course meal. Then we saw the steak and lobster and we're like, hey, we can't be quitters. We got to finish this thing out. Like, this is just too good of a deal to pass. I don't think I've ever felt worse in my life from eating stuff. Like, we ate so much. Jordan, did you just feel terrible after that?
Yeah, I don't think I ate as much as you guys. I felt bad, but there was guys who were like throwing up in the restroom. Yeah. Like,
it was bad. It was one of the pure gluttony. Like,
oh my goodness,
you had to be there, man. But anyways, so I was like, hey, we'll go to this buffet. I tell my coworker, I pump it up, like how good it's gonna be. We get in the taxi, and I say, the Win buffet. And he's like, oh, those things close at 9:00. You missed it. It's 8:58. So like, I just hyped up this whole place. So these buffets in Vegas are shutting down at 9:00. You know, I thought that was the city that doesn't sleep. Apparently the buffets do. So there you have it. So maybe my real,
and you went, you know, to an Applebee's instead.
Went to an Applebee's instead.
Oh my, that is,
you had to be able to find something else than the Applebee's.
Absolutely, one, right? Jordan. Absolutely.
You
know what?
When you spend 8 hours at an airport, like, and I'm talking airport to landing, you just kind of want to go to bed. And there was nothing. That was the only thing near our airport. So, you know, our flight got delayed 1.5 hours, and then we sat on the tarmac for 45 minutes, and then we missed our next flight. And it's like, you know, I had an idea. Maybe we should drive to LA, then fly home, but we didn't do that either. So,
it would have taken you longer to get to LA from Vegas than it would.
I was joking, Phil. Yeah. I was joking. I mean, the stupidest thing.
The problem is, I'm not sure. I'm not. I have to double check with you.
So yeah, we ate at Applebee's. Hey, 10 out of 10 rating for that quesadilla cheeseburger, though. That thing slaps. Go try it out. It's pretty good. That is the
dumbest. You probably got out of there for like under $15, huh?
Well, here's the thing, Phil, is these airplanes, they don't treat you like humans anymore. They don't serve meals, okay? Like, you have to pay for the meals. I remember the days when meals were free on airplanes. Everybody got food, okay? That's not the case anymore. You know,
it still is the case on the certain flights, Trent.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, maybe.
If you fly like international flights. If you fly like,
yes, international, but it used to be everywhere, right?
Yeah. Or like at least like the 5-hour flight to get them.
So it was a 5.5-hour flight. It was a 5-hour flight from Tampa to Vegas. No meal. We were just both really hungry. And that's what we did. So did go to DoubleTree, got a free cookie. That's always nice. Jordan.
I'm good. I don't really have anything today.
It's the little things. It's the little things.
Jordan went from talking about fine dining at the Win to saying how disappointed that they no longer have airplane food. It's like, that is such a drastic change of like food item selection. The airplane food, even when it was free, it was terrible.
Okay. Would you rather terrible food or almost starve to death on a 5-hour flight, Phil?
I'd rather just intermittent fast for a couple hours looking at myself in the mirror. And I honestly, there's a couple people on this podcast that probably should do the same. So should I be able to surpass a 5-hour not eating period? Absolutely. I should.
Some of us aren't ready for that challenge.
There's some decent airplane food out there, Phil.
Yeah, I agree with you. Flew Thai Air, I think it was, that I flew in on my way to Thailand.
I had a dollar for every time Phil told me he went to Thailand. Oh, my
God. And they had decent food, I will say. And it was all-you-can-eat dessert, which was amazing. Like, and they were just serving those ice cream sandwich bars and the cones with the – oh, man. That was straight up. Crown.
Yeah, I flew Virgin when I went to London to India, and that they had good food on the Virgin flights too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that kind of does it, guys. You know, sorry we keep sneaking these in, but like I said, if there's something real relevant we need to talk about, we'll just, you know, hop on here and, you know, light each other up and talk about some NFL. It's always fun coming to you guys. Hopefully we'll do a mock draft soon. Draft's right around the corner. I think we're planning something for a draft. Maybe us dudes should just, you know, there's like things, you know, dude get togethers. Maybe I should call the local Chinese buffet in Hanford and we just tell Dude Nation to come meet us there. I think that'd be a lot of fun. They got a lot of shrimp and they got ketchup. So I know that place has got it going on. And they also got a soft serve machine. So what more do you really need, guys? Seth, just make sure you don't get pulled over and, you know, complain about not getting a ticket on the way there. I think that kind of does it, guys. We will see you. Anything else anyone wants to say? I think we're good, guys. We will see you next time. And as always, guys, take care.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.